One thing I love about the stories you hear each week on the show is that every brand starts with a story. Behind every product is the founder who took a chance on an idea, overcame challenges, and worked hard to bring it to life. Walmart is making it easier for customers to discover products from small brands and support the people behind them. With thousands of small brands available through Walmart, customers can discover innovative products while learning about the entrepreneurs and stories that brought them to life. By helping connect these brands with communities across the country, Walmart is creating more opportunities for founders to grow and share what makes their products unique. Visit walmart.com to learn more.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome back to Gamertag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena, and also
Brianna Manuel Pena.
And we're live actually in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. But a few weeks ago, I actually went to New York City for a secret trip. Thanks to Nintendo, they invited me to check out the new Splatoon Raiders that's coming out actually next month for the Switch 2. Have you ever played a Splatoon game before?
I haven't. And it's interesting that I haven't because it's right up my alley. I really love multiplayer games, as you know, and I love shooters, even though this isn't exactly a shooter. It's a painter.
Yeah.
But somehow Splatoon missed me. I just didn't have a group of people to play it with, or there's other things that were keeping me busy, and I never caught it. But it was always really fun. When I saw it, when I heard people talk about it, they always sounded like they had a great time.
Yeah.
So maybe this is the time to get into it.
Yeah. The only difference is this is a single player campaign. There is multiplayer, but you're working together like a PvE type game.
Single or co-op campaign.
Yeah. Single or co-op campaign.
Exactly. Four players?
Four players in total could play together, and you could do missions. Like, so the goal is you have to look for treasures in different locations. There's gonna be mini bosses, there's gonna be a lot of different enemies, but you could also change the difficulty. Like, there's people that might think that it's too hard. You could start from like easy mode, and then you could start raiders, I believe that's like normal, and survivalist, that's the hardest difficulty. So the beginning, the easy mode is called tourist.
I think that's hilarious because tourist has maybe a little bit of a connotation to it now, with people commenting when game industry happenings that maybe aren't exactly in the conversations all the time. And I think tourist is a very funny way to call easy mode.
Yeah, I mean, when I started playing this, so we got to play a couple of things. We got to play the tutorial. Actually, we got to see like a presentation, very long presentation of things you could do in the game, where you could you will find items, you could upgrade, you get points, you get different type of weapons, which is really, really cool. And then after that, then I started playing. And it's been a while since I played a Splatoon game. I used to play that a lot when it came out for the original Switch. But then once we were done, we went back. Now they want to send me to another location. Now, harder difficulty. That one, it took me a bit because there was like some challenging moments with enemies, like the way how you have to kill the enemies, or some bosses there too, mini bosses and so on. And then after that, we did another session, was all multiplayer, and that was a lot of fun because we were all communicating, screaming, man, we got this, come on. And we only had like a certain amount of time in order to complete that area. So it was cool. I think the part where I was struggling at was the second part of the session. I was running out of time trying to beat an enemy, and I couldn't do it. I had to like repeat it, that same mission like two, three times. And then the third time, I only had like maybe 3 seconds left or something like that, and I managed to complete it. So that's the part where I love, is that it's challenging. It has like an interesting story, and I can see people that are huge Splatoon fans. I think they're gonna love this game a lot too.
So you kind of raced through a lot of information right there. So
yeah.
If we can take it kind of step by step.
Sure. I was just saying the basics. Yeah.
So the game has a couple of different sort of phases where, whether you're playing co-op through the campaign or on your own, you have like sort of like an exploration through a level. It's pretty linear, it sounds like.
Yeah, it is.
You're fighting against a few enemies, using your abilities to paint the ground, swim through your paint.
The different style of weapons, of like the way how it shoots.
Right. It isn't all that.
Yeah, like there's somewhere you could also like do some jump, and when you hit the floor, it will splash paint.
Like a big, huge area that you can then swim around and move faster when you're swimming.
Or,
and then enemies are dropping their own version that looks more like sludge, like a greenish gray color. And that slows you down if you try to swim.
And hurts you.
damage. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then as you defeat the enemies throughout this, you know, linear exploration, you collect power-up points and then get build up to like a super.
Yeah, think of it like a special move that you could do where you could attack enemies of different styles. So like with weapons, where there's some that I think it's like typical shooting games where someone that will be faster, slower, mm-hmm. or more powerful,
more accurate, more accurate.
Yeah. The way how you upgrade your weapons, your armor, your everything is you only could do that when you go back to your base.
Okay. So we're running through the world, we're facing
collecting
maybe
things.
More low level enemies, collecting things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then eventually we come to maybe some traversal puzzles and then come to a boss.
The thing that I like about this game is not only going to like the regular stages, there's also extra stages where you'll find treasure maps. So you use your map and the compass, when you move the compass around, if it's like in a very close area, the color of the compass changes. And when you go to the area, the exact one, that's the one that's like it shines the most. Mm-hmm. You can unlock it, go in there, and there's like additional items and like other stuff that you can find in there.
Enemies to fight or just?
There's enemies too, but there's like items that you could use in the game, like, you know, weapons and perks.
Yeah, it's like the cash. So kind of going back again to the regular mode. Because I'm just trying to understand how the game flows.
Yeah,
I don't want to say single player because you might be playing with more than one person, but how the campaign part works, not the extra levels. Mm-hmm. You're going through the linear world. You're, you know, taking out these lower level enemies, traversing. It looked like there were some, like, you know, warp tunnels and things like that you can like swim through, and there's some skill checks involved there. Mm-hmm. And then you get to the boss, and the boss is like basically always guarding the treasure. Is that kind of
Or you can call it also mini boss. Sure. That they're the ones that like are protecting that area, the not only that area but the location where the items or the main treasure is at. They're protecting it, so you could defeat the boss, get all the items, game over, go to the next level like that. Or also you could go with multiplayer, get your friends together because maybe that area is like harder. What you could do is similar to like the Division. You're playing a level, you're having a hard time. Mm-hmm. You could call people, randoms, to also join you.
There's matchmaking.
Is that called matchmaking? I think it's one of those like that you call randoms to help you out too.
Yeah.
So they'll get a notification. Hey, so-and-so needs help around this area.
That's
can you join?
Cool. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's different.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's cool. I think.
Everybody gets the experience.
Everybody get the same thing. Yeah. Cause that was something that I was worried, like, okay, what happened if I'm ahead?
Yeah.
And another person, it's not like, no, it will keep it the same level. Everybody will get the experience points. People will get also their items that you collect in the game. So you're not losing anything by playing it.
And there's no reason to like undercut your teammates.
No, everybody. The only difference is everybody's going to have their own way how to play. Like the way how the type of weapons that they have. Maybe it's a faster weapon. Maybe it's just a shotgun or, you know, that type of thing. So, and also the way how you attack enemies too, not only with the weapons, but also your special abilities that you can also get in the game.
So there's a class system.
There's a class system based on the items that you use for your character.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Wow. There's a lot to it. Like it's a bit more complicated than maybe one would think.
I didn't get to see this and I don't remember, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't remember this type of thing being this deep in the original. In the original Splatoon game, I don't remember that at all.
The RPG element.
Yeah, like I don't remember being this deep. You know, this one, there's a lot more stuff in there that you could do in the game, and perks, and like you could get points and upgrade.
Excuse me.
And you get points and you could upgrade like certain parts of your armor. Your special abilities, your weapons, like there's a lot of things you could do in this game. So I can see this, like myself playing this for a very long time. One is because I want to complete it, but also something different. Like there is no game like that in the Switch 2.
Like a co-op adventure game.
Co-op or single player adventure. Like, you know, we're used to the Mario, the Zeldas. And I think Splatoon is a game where it's a different vibe, and there's a lot of potential for this to grow even more. Like the community, the Splatoon community, it's huge, and this is going to be like a different experience for them, because they're used to just fighting against each other but now working together to compete missions and bosses and so on. So I think it's going to be really cool. I like it. I'm very excited to play this once it comes out for the Switch soon.
Yeah. Sure. And has the team said anything about, because I know, like you mentioned, the Splatoon community is really, really invested. Is this lore? Is this story? Is this the greater canon for
Splatoon? There is a story. I try not to read a lot on that during the preview because I wanted to just...
You want to stay fresh on it.
I want to experience that once I get that, you know, play it at home. But there is a story. There's characters. There's people that you get to know in the game. There's a lot of back and forth, dissing each other. Like, it's like funny stuff. But, and plus you will meet this robot that is, this character will help you to get treasures, to dig in certain areas, also to attack enemies once your special ability is like completely full. Cause you're going to collect that it's like a ball.
Like experience.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, that's going to help you like to level up. And then you could use that to attack enemies and do certain things in the game too. But so like I did mention this in the beginning, if you're playing multiplayer, whoever is host is the one that's going to be controlling that robot to dig certain areas, but everybody's going to get the same experience and everything. Yeah. So nobody's missing out, okay. You know, so.
There is a benefit to playing with other people.
Yeah, the benefit is, yo, like, it's just having fun. I miss those PvE games, like, you know, like games like Destiny, Division. Like, I love that. Like, it's cool to play against each other, you know, but after a while, I just want to, like, work together with other people.
Yeah, you know? And what a fun environment to do it. And seems fairly, you know, kid-friendly, although I will say, just watching the footage, it is a lot of information on the screen.
It is a lot of information.
Especially once you add more players and, like, you can... I am assuming you get used to it, right?
I got used to it like right away. And I'm used to it also when I play in the original Splatoon, just fighting against other, where it's even more chaotic. There's a lot more players there.
Yeah.
But this one is you plus three other people and there's enemies and it could get chaotic. But I think once you start playing it after a while, you get used to that.
Yeah.
I think it's overwhelmed in the beginning.
Yeah. A lot. There's a lot of like, colors and graphics and UI and, mm-hmm. and motion.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it's really, really cool. And it's something different from Nintendo too.
Really cool.
Now, do you see yourself trying this out?
I definitely do. Yeah. Especially, you know, if we're playing together co-op, right? Like, because mm-hmm. I love adventure games, but they it's a different experience when you're playing with other people because it's not just about unlocking the secrets of the world. And I do want to know about, are there any secrets? Are there collectibles or hidden items? But
I bet there's tons.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. But when you're playing with friends and other people, it becomes more of a social experience. And I love that part of gaming mm-hmm. almost as much as the games themselves. So yeah, I could see me getting into this, especially if we get a group of people to kind of like play through it together. And I'm not sure how progression works. Like if we beat a boss on your game, does that mean I've also beat it?
Yes. Mine? Yeah. You're good. Yeah, that's why I say that everybody shares
it. So I don't have to go back and replay it to clear that level. Okay.
No, even if you're ahead of the game and somebody's not, it's everybody will be in the same. Yeah, everybody get credit. Everyone will be in the same level, I guess.
So they've still cleared that level.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it even more accessible, I think, to, you know, everybody just kind of jump in, jump out and, you know, let's just play this level. Let's knock out this new one. Let's go to the secret area. That sounds really fun.
Now, two things that I noticed when I was playing this. So when I first started, they had that motion thing and I told them, can you turn that off? Which I didn't like that.
You got it, like, you either like it or you don't.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Yeah.
I don't like it. And I also tried it during the first Splatoon game. Mm-hmm. The first two Splatoon games. Took it off. I'd rather play regular controller. Yeah. That's it. Now, I didn't get to play handheld mode. It was all on the TV screen, which I know you said it looked very chaotic and there was like a lot going on a bigger screen. I didn't experience in handheld mode. That's something that I'm very curious to see how it looks. What is the difference? Yeah, which I know is going to be just a little bit smaller, of course, because of the screen. But I think it's going to be fine. It's just getting used to it. But I see myself playing this more on the screen than handheld mode. My opinion.
Yeah.
I wear glasses and it's a lot.
And last question, if you know this, is it sounds like there's obviously online multiplayer. Is there couch co-op?
I think it's more of you could share wirelessly, connect with other, like,
so you need one system per player.
I think that part I can't answer that question. That part I know you could share and play together wirelessly instead of going online. Mm-hmm. I know you could do that. But like co-op, local co-op?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so.
So we'll look it up.
We'll look it up.
Put it in the description.
Yeah, yeah. I really enjoyed this game. This game was a lot of fun. And also, which I'm going to show a very short clip of it. After we were done with the event, we were in this area that you could go in there and do a lot of painting yourselves and all that stuff. So
you mean in real life?
In real life.
Yeah.
Real life.
Okay.
So we were done with playing the game and they put us in this room. I had to color myself because I had, you know, I didn't want to get paint all over my clothes and stuff. But I did a painting and I did a painting for our daughter.
Oh.
So it was very cute. It was cool. Like, you could do whatever you want. You have to, it's like a place to release your stress. You go in there.
Oh, like a range room?
Yeah. You but just go with paint. So you go there and just paint everywhere. And like, you know what? Let me get a little paintbrush and do my own thing. You could put your paint in this like spinning wheel and you spin it and just go put paint all over.
I used to do those crafts when I was a kid.
It was fun.
Those are fun.
I was releasing my stress. It was cool. It was really good. Thanks for the tell for it was, they called it the paint experience, but it was awesome. I had a good time. Very good time. Yeah, Splatoon Raiders is coming out actually next month in the month of July. I know Star Fox just came out for the Switch 2, and this is the next game.
They really, really hitting it with the releases.
Yeah. And then Zelda. I hope it comes out in November.
Yeah.
Against GTA. Why not?
Switch 2 is quite the value these days.
Yeah. I'm telling you, like, Nintendo doing everything, a lot of things right. Like, they know what they're doing, you know, so.
They've been at it for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else from your side?
No, I'm excited to see more and to play.
Yeah, awesome. Well, but thanks everyone for listening. Also, thanks to Nintendo of America for inviting me to this event in New York City. Hopefully we can do more of these in the future. Until next time, we're out.